Welcome to day 11 of 21 Days of Prayer at Laurentian Wesleyan Church. We're so glad that you've joined us today. This week, we are using the tabernacle in the Old Testament as a model to help us grow in our understanding of prayer. And today, we are talking about the candlestick, which can represent the Holy Spirit. The next piece of the tabernacle was a seven-branched golden candlestick. The fire represents the Holy Spirit and how we are called to be light in the world's darkness. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2 says, "The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord." When Jesus left the earth, Christians were given the gift of the Holy Spirit. He calls the Holy Spirit our advocate. We cannot do what God has called us to do without His supernatural power. It is through the Holy Spirit that God comforts us, guides us, and empowers us. I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit's work in my life. God may ask us to do things that in ourself are difficult, but God says He will empower us through His Spirit. We just need to stay connected to the vine, as Scripture says. And so it's appropriate when we come to prayer to ask the Holy Spirit to fill us and to help us. Can I pray today's prayer today? Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill me up. I need your presence in my life, guiding, directing, comforting, and counseling me. I know that you, Holy Spirit, are God in the Trinity with God the Father and the Son, Jesus. You are the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, and knowledge. Give me a holy fear of the Lord, helping me to be in awe of who God is and what God does. Work in me, Holy Spirit. Teach and transform me. I honor you and ask you to empower me with your spiritual gifts for the good of the church. Help me to impact the world in your name. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. May the Holy Spirit be at work in our lives, we pray. Thank you for joining us again today. Feel free to download our free guide if you haven't already at laurentianchurch.com/prayer, and let us know how we can be praying for you. God's blessing to you.